In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hello, listeners. Be advised, this show is an immersive audio experience. Please use caution if you're operating a motor vehicle, as it may seem like sounds are coming from the sides and behind you.
The Left-Right Game is brought to you in this dimension by Sonos. Experience brilliant otherworldly sound with Sonos.
Do we need to do another sound check?
Oh, no, that's fine. Sorry, it's fixed now, so... Would you mind introducing yourself?
Of course. My name is Dr. Evelyn Moss, and I'm a therapist at the North London Wellbeing Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'll edit that in at the start. Where were we?
The joke.
Oh, right. So you've probably heard it before. An old woman is sitting in her house when a news report comes on the radio. The announcer says that a car is driving the wrong way down the motorway. Let's say the M1, causing people to swerve all over, multiple crashes, just absolute chaos. Suddenly, the old woman realizes, oh my God, that road is on her husband's commute. So she, fearing for his safety, she gives him a call. She says, Arthur, his name's Arthur.
Understood.
Arthur, you know, please watch out. Some maniac is driving the wrong way down the M1. And her husband responds, one maniac? There's thousands of them.
I have heard it, yes.
No, I'm sure you have. I wasn't trying to make you laugh, but, you know, it's... The point is, I understand what it all looks like, you know? I get that either I'm wrong or everyone is, and I know what's more probable of the two options, but what am I supposed to do? Do I just turn my car around, stop recording, stop making calls?
How many calls have you made so far?
17. That's too high, right? That's over the crazy line.
Well, that's not a term we use, and no... Frankly, I think it sounds thorough.
Mm-hmm.
The fact you've gone to such length to verify your version of events is deeply rational.
A rational person would have given up by now.
But you haven't.
I still remember it, all of it. I mean, she taught me things. Like, how does that work? Do you know what a mixing deck does?
No.
Well, I mean, me neither, really, but... I know what the main buttons do. That's because of her. So what? Somehow I dreamt up real-world knowledge. I mean, she was smarter than me. I mean, how can I invent someone who used to solo the independent crossword when I can hardly do a junior Sudoku?
Keep going. What other ways was she different?
From me? I mean, everything. She was smart. She was just more significant. She had ambition.
And you don't?
I mean, not really, no. I mean, I'm not in London for any reason. I'm just not going anywhere. I'm just on a really long road home. But that wasn't even an option for her. She was always looking for the next thing. She always found it. If our roles were reversed, she would have found me by now. I mean, she actually was rational.
You just said a rational person would have given up by now. Do you think she would have done?
No. Nah, I don't think so.
Well, maybe that's something to consider. There's some evidence that supports you and some evidence against. You're clearly unhappy with the standard of proof so far. Maybe you need to take some time and think about what you would be happy with. What sort of proof you feel you'd need before you can turn the car around?
I don't know. To be honest, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Okay. Would Alice?
Me and Dr. Moss spoke for about half an hour more. After I got back, I sent her my copies of the audio logs and spent a long evening thinking about what she said. And what proof I need to feel confident either way. I realized pretty quickly that nothing could convince me. Nothing in London, anyway.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the East Midlands train service to Edinburgh. We'll be leaving King's Cross at 1 o'clock, arriving just before 6 at Edinburgh Waverley. Please keep your belongings with you at all times. The bar car opens at 3:30.
From American Stories, I'm Alice Sharman. Thank you for joining us. It's the morning after the night before. Everyone's the same, exactly the same. It's strange. A night's sleep is supposed to serve as a grand meridian, a threshold separating the past and future, bringing rest, reflection, closure. But, well, this time it's failed. It's like yesterday has spilled into the next morning and everything's colored with those same temperaments, fears, and divisions. There's no telling who will be going home after breakfast is finished or who will be continuing on. No one's really talking about it, but I guess I'll need to think of a word there.
Hey, Bristol. Sorry to... I keep disturbing you.
Hey, Eve, it's fine. It's personal notes.
Well, sounded about right. Not that I wasn't listening, but I brought you some breakfast.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Is anyone feeling any better?
No. Apollo's trying to cheer everyone up, but I don't know. Doesn't feel like it's something we're meant to just bounce back from. You okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. I watched the footage from last night with the phone. It's crazy.
I know.
So Rob was driving that car? I mean, it has to be him, right? I know he said he's been on the road before, but, I mean, what do we do? Do we confront him?
I don't know. I mean, we have to eventually. Right now, there's nothing we can say that he can't explain or deny in some way. There have been people on the road before him. Maybe it's just... I don't know. What did Lilith say about it?
Nothing. I haven't shown it to her yet.
No? I thought you would have watched it together.
No. I don't know. It's complicated. She's complicated. It's up in the air whether we keep going on this road and... I don't know. If she thinks there's something underhand going on...
You think it'll worry her? Make her want to turn back?
Well, I... Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, well... It might be a good idea to bring her in on it, even if it doesn't lead to anything.
Yeah, I know. I will. I've just been putting it off, you know?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I'm doing the same thing. Thanks, Eve. See you at the briefing?
Yeah. See you.
Clyde, can I talk to you?
Oh. I'll get me a start. Yeah, sure. Sorry, I haven't even said good morning. I'm sorry. I was.
Don't worry about it. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Sure, how can I help?
We never had an interview. You know, one-on-one.
You want to interview me?
Yeah, if it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all. You want to do it now? I'm actually not too hungry.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. Would you mind if we just,
Ah, got it. Yeah, no. Lead the way. I'll just be gone a second, Bonnie. Be gone a second, okay? Where are you holding up, Bristol?
I'm getting there, I think. How about you?
Yeah, getting there. Getting by. Strange. Yesterday, it feels a little like a dream. Well, so have you got any questions, or...
Oh.
For the...
Yes. Why did you, why did you choose Bonnie and Clyde as your call sign?
Well, it came pretty easy. We used to play outlaws when we were kids, and one time Bonnie stuck up a bank.
Really?
No. No, it was an ice cream parlor, though. Bonnie was pretending it was a bank, and then she ran in. She was holding her hand like a gun. She told Mrs. Guilford it was a stick-up.
Wow, that doesn't seem like her.
No. She was a wild child. Mm. A wild child, always living in a story. And anyway, we got free Sundays and a new nickname in town after that. So when Rob told us about the call signs, that was the first thing we thought of.
Mm, I like that. Makes a lot of sense. So, Bonnie told me she talked to the hitchhiker.
When did Bonnie tell you that? She didn't tell you, did she?
No, you did, just now. I'm sorry, that was a mean trick, I know, but I just can't...
No, I understand, I'm sorry, I didn't...
No, I know you didn't.
It wasn't like she... He tricked her, he made her.
I know. I understand. But I think it might be best if you call Bonnie over here. Now.
All right.
Bristol, I didn't want to cause any trouble. And Clyde's been looking forward to this trip for so long, I didn't want us to turn back. I'm sorry.
What happened, Bonnie?
I just said two words. I wasn't talking to him. I was just doing what Rob said, but then he... I just said, bless you.
Is that all you said to him?
Well, he thanked me, and then he was just so easy to talk to, and I thought, well, I've already talked to him. What will a few more words do?
But she hardly said anything else. I mean, I promise he
wasn't...
What's
the two of you talk about, Bonnie?
Nothing, just... He told me about this wonderful place. Wasn't it wonderful, Martin?
Bonnie.
Just a few houses by the sea, but he made it sound so nice.
Bonnie, please, just...
You guys are talking about Wintry Bay?
You know about it, too?
You mentioned it last night.
Oh, it sounds so beautiful, Bristol. He said there were houses there, and each one's on a hill, so you always see the ocean. There are market stalls and a church and a pier.
Linda!
What's wrong? You never let me talk about it.
God, Bonnie, you never stop talking about it. Since we dropped him off, all through Jubilation, you stayed up all last night. It's all you ever talk about.
That is not true. It's not.
Where is this place, Bonnie? Did he say where it was?
He said it's on our way. We're going to visit.
Rob must have passed through it before. It'll be fine.
Yeah, he passed through Jubilation, too. Is that fine? Does Rob know about Bonnie?
Bristol, I didn't want to...
You didn't want to trouble him? Or did you just not want him to turn you around? Which is it? You need to tell Rob before we hit the road.
No, please.
No. Too much has happened on this trip already. Ace is... This place is dangerous. You cannot keep secrets anymore. Well, I hope Clyde doesn't see the irony. I've just admonished him for his lack of honesty after completely deceiving him less than 3 minutes prior. If he noticed my hypocrisy, he certainly didn't comment on it. Him and Bonnie are over at the truck now. I can't hear what they're saying, but Rob seems okay with it. Perhaps he just has other things in his mind, which I suppose makes two of us. After tricking Clyde, sending them over to tell Rob is the second thing I've done today that's inherently non-journalistic. I was supposed to be a fly on the wall for this story, a passenger recording events with objective detachment. In a lot of ways, I wish I still was. But the stakes are higher now, and though secrets make for good editorial, they're also potentially damaging to the safety of the group. Following the incident with Ace, I'm slightly less concerned with an unbiased story than I am with getting home to tell it.
Okay, all right, that's everything. Gather around, people! Alice?
Sure.
Where's Eve? Nope. There you are. Okay, first things first, I just want to say that, tempers got a little heated last night, and that I am sorry for my part in that. So, what happened yesterday was, well, I never seen anything like it, and I hope I never have to again. I did not handle it well. So, I apologize. I want to thank you for coming with me this far. And if any of you want to turn back, well, that's fine. If you are heading back, now, I'd say you should travel one by one. Be sure to stay on the radios and retrace the route. Follow all the rules that apply getting here. Now, can I get an idea of who's wanting to keep going on the road?
Don't look at me, we're saying. We need to get out of here.
Now, there's something going on. I'm figuring it out.
Why you gotta figure it out?
Because what do you mean? What are we gonna go home right
Let
now?
Let them figure it out.
Hey.
Why would you want to go home already?
I've come this far.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm with you, Rob.
Diane, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Me and Clyde are coming too.
Shh. Yeah, we're staying.
All right. All right. Alice?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm coming too.
Blue Jay, you in or out? Well, okay. I will take that as a yes. We got a fair way to travel today, and, well, there ain't much to see. Just follow the rules, and we'll take things as they come, I guess.
How long have we been on the road? I mean, just today.
About 3 hours. Why?
It's just the fuel gauge has hardly moved since we left this morning.
You noticed that, huh? I was wondering if you were gonna...
Why? What have you done to it?
Nothing. It's the road. Makes fuel burn slower.
Seriously?
Ain't just that, either. Did you finish your food this morning?
No, why?
Hardly anybody did except Apollo. Further you go, the less you need to keep going.
So what, we don't need to eat?
Yep, pretty much.
Yesterday you said the road pushes against you.
Yep.
But now you're making it sound like it's helping us along.
Yep.
So it's hostile while also incentivizing us? That seems counterintuitive.
That sounds like life to me. Reasons to turn back, reasons to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I suppose that makes sense. Despite his well-documented obsession with the secrets of the road, Rob seems to have a strangely laissez-faire attitude to its internal logic. It's like the road doesn't need to make perfect sense to him, or at least he doesn't expect it to yet. As the fresh, rural air drifts in through the windows, I lose myself in the hypnotic endlessness of the passing fields. I wonder how many eyes have seen these vistas. I wonder where we are, not geographically, but in a grander sense. Are we still in the world as we know it, or are we beyond it, below it? Or have we just slipped through the cracks into some intermediate space? Rob slows the car down to a crawl, a precaution he takes before most corners. My eyes wander gently back into the truck, finally resting on the rearview mirror.
Rob, what is that? Behind us, there's someone, something on the road. What is it?
Something new. Ferryman to all cars.
Hey, there's something behind us. Guys, something's coming after us. Blue Jay, can you see it? Blue Jay! Yo, is it from Jubilation?
Stay calm, everyone. Just pick up the pace a little.
Who's that, Rob?
I ain't sure, but we got a turn coming up. Let's just get ourselves off the road and see if he follows.
Guys, speed up, please. Please.
Calm down, Eve.
It's coming for us.
Rob, can we speed up, please?
Damn it, this wasn't in the logs.
It's face. His face is... Oh my God. Oh my God. Guys, please.
Shut the fuck up!
Hey, that is not helping. Rob, it's moving pretty fast.
We stay the course. Now, it ain't caught up just yet.
No. You guys can't see it. It's... Oh, God.
Eve, we're almost there. Eve, stay in formation! What the fuck is she doing?
She's panicking. Give me the radio. Bristol to Eve. Eve, stay with the convoy, okay? Just line up with...
Eve! Stop!
Eve, goddammit, you're going...
They stopped. They didn't even break, they just...
I told them to be careful, I told them.
Why? What's happening?
Up ahead, on your left.
Oh, they missed the turn. Rob, what does that mean?
Ferryman to all cars. We're going left here. Get off this road, pull up behind the convoy. Eve, Lilith... Stay in the car. We're coming back for you. That thing's still coming for him. 308 in the glove box. It's the...
Green container, sure. What are you going to do? Rob!
Don't follow till it's safe!
Hey, Alice. Rob said don't go until... Alice!
Oh my god.
What the fuck is that? Rob,
stay back! Hey! Hey! You stop right now!
Rob! Rob, get out of its way!
Rob, move! It's not going down.
Rob!
God damn it! Stop!
Rob, you're not slowing it down. It's gonna push you past the turn. Let it go!
Rob, what do we do?
Guys, stay in the car. Do not engage it. What does it want with them?
It doesn't want anything. I'm not sure it even knows we're here. Wait. No way.
What? Bristol? Who could you possibly be calling?
That thing. The shirt it's wearing. I swear, I've seen one like it before.
It's
oh
shirt?
Oh my god.
What the hell are you... What the fuck? Did you just... You have its number?
Look, Apollo, I need to bring my truck back out and move your car.
We can talk about it later.
You're damn right we will.
Eve! Guys, what's going on over there? You guys okay?
No, the car's stuck. I'm coming back to you. Bristol, I'm stuck. I can't.
Oh, fuck. They're sinking.
Bristol!
What the...
What's happening?
I'm stuck. Oh, God. Oh, no, 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 no.
Eve, calm down, okay?
I can't move. I can't.
Eve, look. Untie your boot. Leave it. Just get back in the car and don't touch the tarmac.
Rob, look at their tires.
Eve! Lilith! Look, you gotta be quick! Hard reverse! Come on!
Oh, God, okay.
Look, tell him to get on top of the car.
What the... What's happening, Rob?
Bristol, the tires are already half gone. Tell them to get on the fucking roof.
Okay, Eve, Lilith, I need you to get on top of the car, okay, guys?
Okay.
We're sinking. Oh, fuck. What the fuck?
Eve, I'm trying to help you. Okay, Rob is working on something, but I need you to climb onto the roof of the car. Don't think about anything else. Open the door, wind down your window, and use it as a foothold, okay? Just stay off the ground.
Look at me. I'm okay. It was just the camera. Come on. Help me up.
Okay. They're up there.
God damn, they're sinking fast.
What's with the rope? You think we can pull the car back?
Look, I don't think anything that touches that stretch of road is going to move anywhere except down.
Okay, so what? Tie up a line? Make them climb across?
Hand over hand. I don't know, Rob. That's at least 40 feet.
Okay, you two, listen. Now listen, we got one shot at this. Now I'm gonna throw you this carabiner. Right here. And you're gonna catch it, yank it taut. Then we're gonna hook it between your roof rack and my truck sliding rig so you can climb your way over. All right, don't let any part of this touch the road, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
I'm sorry, I almost had it.
It's all right, don't worry.
It's inside the car.
God damn it. Okay, if I just got something else we can put down.
The empty jerry cans? They could step on?
Mm-mm. No, too unstable. We have to throw them perfect. Okay. No, we ain't got one that'll stretch.
Well, what about...
I'm going out there.
But I ain't got no more rope.
Well, you got a winch, right? Unspool it. And I'll drive out with it bunched up on my lap so I can make sure it never goes slack. I guess get my car and jump in distance of theirs. They get over to mine. We hook the winch between the truck's lighting rig and my roof bars. More than enough clearance to get out of there.
You think you can climb back?
I've done the CPAP. I can do this.
Well, you got the best car for it, but I really think I should drive out there.
You need to work the winch. Bonnie and Clyde can't climb. Blue Jay's just fucking Blue Jay.
What about me? I'm lighter. The climb back would be easier.
But you can't help them when they're jumping over. Look, we're wasting time. You know it's a good idea.
You had better get back here, Apollo.
Don't plan on hanging around there, Rob.
Did you hear that, guys?
What's happening?
Apollo's coming out to you. You have to jump into his car and climb back over, okay?
Okay.
All right, that'll hold. Line's feeding around the lighting rig, so it'll have about 2 meters clearance. But just make sure you keep it tight, okay?
Always do, Rob. See you on the other side.
Okay, ladies. Come on, I got you. Okay? Line set up, but we have to move fast now. Okay, jump over here. I ain't gonna let you touch the ground.
Okay. Okay.
Good job. Great job. See, Eve? There's nothing to it. Come on. Now or never. I wouldn't let you touch the ground.
No. No, I'm so sorry.
It was a hard jump. It's okay. You get up now, huh? Stand up on me. Don't touch the ground.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You gotta go. You guys, you gotta climb over. Okay? It's all right. Just get going, okay? It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, really. God, I can't hear. Rob! I
can't. Oh, God. Come on, okay, we've got to go. Sarah, we've got to go.
I'm sorry.
Okay, guys, let yourself down until you're hanging from the rope. Okay?
You ready?
I don't think that I can.
Listen, just watch me, okay? Follow right behind me.
The more the car sinks, the steeper the angle. They gotta move.
I know, Rob. Come on, guys!
I can't!
Sarah, we fucking have to, okay? Follow behind me. Is she following?
Eve! Sarah! Sarah, it's not as bad as it looks. Please! Please, come on.
I got you, Lilith. Come on. Let go. I got you.
Sarah, come on, please.
I can't.
Please, Sarah. I need you here.
I'm not going to make it.
Yes, you are. Okay, keep going.
Come on.
No, please. Sarah.
I'm sorry, it was too hard.
Oh, no, please, oh, don't be sorry.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I love you, too. I'm so sorry. No!
I gotta disconnect the winch.
This isn't real. It's not real.
Lilith, I can take you back home if you want me to.
No. No. I'm still going. I'm going to get to the end and find out what the fuck this place is.
You know, I can't tell you when that'll be.
Bonnie, Clyde, you still going? Do you have a seat free?
Yes, of course. You've got a place with us if you want it.
Is the door unlocked?
Yes, it is.
Then what the fuck are we waiting around for?
Anyone else want to turn around? Bristol?
No. No, I'm okay. Let's go.
The Left Right Game stars Tessa Thompson as Alice, Amel Amin as Tom, W. Earl Brown as Rob, Dio Kinney as Apollo, Colleen Camp as Blue Jay, Inanna Sarkis as Lilith, Jojo T. Gibbs as Eve, Robin Bartlett as Bonnie, John Billingsley as Clyde, and Louise Lombard as Dr. Moss. Created and written by Jack Anderson. Directed by Emma Tammy. Produced by Q Code, Automatic, and Tessa Thompson. Production executive, Tess Ryan. Recorded by Alvin Wee and Jorel Corpus. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design and mixed by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Will Files. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Talent coordinator, Shay Donovan. Special thanks to Joaquin Artrich. The Left Right Game is a Q Code production.
Experience brilliant, room-filling sound with Sonos. Expand your audioverse at sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.